Blog Talk Radio.
What happened?
What happened?
I guess nothing. Start the interview. Start the intro.
Fucking believable. If I could find it. Here it is. Let's try it. It says it's playing, but it's not. Here we go again. Can you guys hear us? Let me know in the chat room if you can hear us.
We're back!
I heard you missed us. We're back! Good evening, everybody! JR and the Lizard coming at you, Wacky Weeby 108 out here on Rock Cock on the Long Island. We got Alec Baldwin coming up in just a few minutes and the loser of the American Idol contest. Lizard, how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good out here. Whoa! We're rocking in the AM. Oh, it's the PM. Hey! People don't even know what this is about.
Something's working. Blog Talk Radio, you've done it again, you magnificent bastards.
Shaboom! To all my friends out there.
Unbelievable. So here we go. They say we're on the air. We got a dead studio here. Switchboard's not working. We're not getting any sound effects. Our music doesn't play.
Let me see what I got here. Baba booey, baba booey.
That's just me saying baba booey. That's really nothing.
Talk to the people for a minute. I'm going to bitch at Blog Talk Radio.
Well, okay.
Ah!
But I heard a sound effect there. Oh, no, my mic. But I can't scroll. I can't. All right, I'm going to talk with you still.
It's working.
Because, what?
It seems to be working now.
All right, so if it's working now,
Dubinsky. So, do we want to take it from the top?
Hey, let's take it. We got to start this party off right.
Will Shout Underground Radio, Dubinsky. Friday night, June 19th, take two. Dubinsky.
This is an unlawful gathering.
The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is new media. This is the underground. This is new media.
Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar. Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar.
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio, the premier show on Blog Talk Radio. There is, trust me, I looked around, there is nothing better than this on Blog Talk Radio tonight, or pretty much any other night. Good evening, Eddie, my friend. Shaboom to you.
Shaboom to you as well. And maybe
how
later
are
on
you?
We'll...
How are you there, guy?
Wacky Weeby 108, Rock Cockama's best radio.
I can't believe you bag on Rock Cockama. Actually, you should bag on Rock Cockama as much as possible. But,
well, I could say Apache Junction, but most people, except for Tracy, nobody, and Justin, Nobody's going to know who that is, know where that is.
Ah.
The
like
pride of
where...
Apache Junction, broadcasting from a 2,000-watt flamethrower out here in the desert. It's 115 degrees, but we're cold as ice, baby. Take it away, Eddie.
Well, celebrate, folks. The season's over. Officially, is the Kings defeated our hated rivals, the New Jersey Devils. So that's out of the way. We can get on with the matter at hand, and that's preparing for the 2012-2013 season. Wow. Through the years, as Kenny Rogers said, because I can't believe we're talking about 12-13. It's great.
I can't believe we're talking about Kenny Rogers.
That's true. Through the beers. So, yes. Well, pretty soon, we don't have a lot to talk about the offstage. It may be a Kenny Rogers, we may have to go there.
Gambler Radio coming up. Coming at you a lot. Never mind.
So, I guess the big news, well, first of all, let me go into I'm not going to say rant, but I want to say something. And this goes for... that doesn't go for people listening to the show or anything. Gentlemen, they've all forgotten about the Rangers now. Oh, you bandwagon WFAN 1050, they don't care. Only when the Rangers make the playoffs, make some noise in the playoffs, do they care. It's all back to that basketball shit, the baseball,
shit.
Flunkery. That shit. I like some of the baseball stuff.
All right.
I can't watch the games, but the talk is okay. But that basketball shit and Dwayne Wade, Roe versus Dwayne Wade, or whatever that is, that whole thing, whatever. So they're all talking about their old sports. It's back to business as usual, and I'm getting all psyched up for the draft. Now, I don't know, and maybe some of the people can clue me in, because the draft is going to be on a Friday, right? The 23rd, is that it?
26th? No, it's the week after, isn't it?
Let's see. We're real clued in here. This is why it's
22nd? No, you're right. It is.
22nd.
You're right. It is the 22nd. Next Friday night. Oh, good. So it won't interfere with our big trip, baby.
That's right. Me and Jim, the kind of coverage, our coverage is so timely that we're going to be there a week after the draft. We'll be in Las Vegas.
A week after the NHL Awards, we'll be there.
Yes.
We're the after party.
We're the after party for the award show. So... I saw Russ Cohen on our Facebook page, or on his page, came on. Russ Cohen does a lot. He's got a show on XM about prospects and stuff. And he had the Rangers taking some European from Jokerit. I didn't see I can't remember the guy's name. You remember? Not that I put much.
I didn't see it. I didn't see the post.
I'll look it up while we're bantering, so to speak.
I can tell you that the Rangers will pick 28th in the draft next week. That I can tell you.
When was the last time they picked that low?
Well,
it's been a long time. If you're going to be good, you might as well be all the way good.
If you're going to be bad, be really bad. Don't be mediocre bad.
That's right. And, Gordy Clark has my eternal trust. At least the Dylan McIlrath thing is still out. I hope that these people are, that's a draft thing from a couple of years ago and where Dylan was taken, in front of Cam Fowler, who's had 2 years with the Kings and didn't do too well last year. And
Ducks.
He's been on the ice for a lot of goals, but a lot of Ranger fans at the time and still think that Cam Fowler would have helped their power play woes. But I think Dylan McElrath's got a good chance to make the team this year somewhere down the line. So we'll see. Now, so that they've all forgotten about the Ranger fans and us, so we're still going to talk about hockey throughout the summer in between Vegas runs and, you know, and whatever we do in the summer.
Vegas,
so
baby.
Vegas, baby. And also, I would love to get your take on Zach Parise saying,
Lou. I'm over here now.
So what's your take on the whole thing? I mean, before the show, I kind of told you what my take was, and I'll let the peeps know after you go.
My take?
What's your whole... Yeah, your take.
Fuck them.
Yeah, I knew it was coming.
Next. I got no time to waste on Zach Parise. You don't want to play over here? Stay over there, then. Wait until the Devils offer you $10 an hour plus tips in your contract. They got no money for you. They got no money for you. No soup for you. So you go to Minnesota. I hope you sign with Minnesota. I hope they give you all the money they have in Minnesota, all of it. And then I hope Minnesota misses the playoffs for the next 37 years. Fuck him. What does he think he is? He turns down us? Nobody turns us down. We turn them down. We don't want Zach Parise. Look what Glenn Sather said. Our man, Glenn Sather. The man we trust, the man we love, the man we adore on this show. The evil genius, Emperor Sathertine, unlimited power. He said, I would care if Zach Parise was on our list. Or I would cross him off if he was on our list. Fuck him. Who needs him?
All right. Now, I looked up what Russ Cohen said. Russ Cohen says, he's got the Rangers taking Asa Lindell, like the kicker from the Seattle Seahawks. Right. Asa Lindell, 6'3", 194, has a lot of offense. He's a defenseman who's played for Joker Eat. He signed overseas till 2015.
Wonderful.
Could be exactly what they need in the future. We need more defense. It could exactly be what they need in the future. Asa Lindell. I'm going to look him up when we have a little time. So you're like, screw him. He don't want to play for the Rangers, that thing.
Right.
Typical reactionary. Jim, you reactionary bastard. Just going right for it. I surmise that you are correct in a lot of what you say, as usual. But I believe once he gets the $10 offer per hour to play with the Devils, he may reconsider New York when they throw a lot of escarol his way.
A lot of Schwoyadel?
Yes.
A lot of Fishnagels, as JD used to say?
A lot of Fishnagels.
Fuck him. You know what? If Zach Parise's agent calls and says, "What kind of offer you got?" $100 a year.
Well, oh God, here we go.
Here he is now, knocking on Glenn's door.
Here's the scoop, and I'm looking at this guy, Asa Lindell. He looks like a typical Swede. He's got the golden locks. Anyway.
Well,
he
looks like your typical sweet. What's your non-typical?
Blonde hair, long blonde hair.
Well, it's not like there's a lot of black Swedes.
Well, I think he could have a black-haired Swede. He's probably not even Swedish. Is he Swedish or Finnish?
Henrik's dark-skinned, dark-haired, right? And Joel.
Joel. Well, I know Joker is a Swedish league, isn't it?
He's
a Finn, I think. He's a Finn.
He's Finn. So he's a typical Finn.
He looks like a typical Finn.
It's not like there's a lot of black Finns around either.
Yeah, that's true. Dude, this guy had last year in 48 games, I got here. This is a defenseman now. 21 goals, 30 assists. That ain't bad. So anywhere.
Guy's signed till 2025. He'll be an old Finn by the time he gets here. He'll be Huck Finn.
Well,
he'll be just Finn. He'll be finished. Instead of just
finished. That's right. That's good.
Well, Rangers draft pick Asa Parsegan or whatever the hell his name is.
Aaron Parsegan?
Breaks camp at 41, making his debut. Might as well bring back Mikko Leninen.
Asa Lindell will be on the listen. You don't know a lot of things could change. We don't know if we're getting this guy already.
I know. You penciled him in. You were ready to pencil him in.
Yeah, I always felt like we had him already.
He's on the third pairing with Steve Eminger.
Well, if they get him. Listen, Russ Cohen's been wrong before. And he'll probably be wrong again.
Creation breeds destruction. Eternal kudos, guys. You do so much for people every day. I'm getting some instruments like the Zapper to tune my chakras further my spiritual journey as well as meditate on things. Thanks for all you guys do. Oh, Maripa.
Oh,
Maripa.
Get rid of. Oh, I don't want to see Steve Eminger next year. Oh, that's all. Foros no moros. Das ominous. All right, whatever. So, my chakra's just fine. Wasn't chakra in Land of the Lost? That was chakra.
I don't know. I got kicked in the chakras once. Hurt like hell.
All right. The only thing I'm chanting about... Well, all right. So, I'm chanting and ranting. Now, here's my thing with the Parisi. Listen, he only said... This is what he said. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. That he can't imagine...
I'm just kidding.
Wow. That he can't imagine himself playing for the Rangers. Now, is that so bad? I mean, he's playing good. I mean, they are hated rivals. Can you see Ryan Callahan saying, oh, yeah, I would love to play for the Devils if that...
I think you're sugarcoating it a little bit. You're putting a little whipped cream on this. He said, no way. He didn't say, I can't see myself playing for the Rangers. I mean, never mind. He said, no way. No way.
Well, no way I can see. I can see. He didn't say, no way I'm playing for them. He says, no way I can see myself playing. I believe what Joe D believes. I believe if you throw enough green in this kid's face, he'll change his mind, especially after he gets shit on by the Devils when they come with their freaking, low ball offer. You want to play with the Wild? You got to be out of your head. That place is, they get good crowds. But it's still Minnesota, folks. It's not. It's not New York City. So unless he's just so, he hates the Rangers so much, I don't blame him. In a way, if I'm a Devil fan, I'm saying this guy's true blue. But I'm with you. If you don't play for the Rangers, then screw you too. But I do see his point of view.
I'm with Toth, the Nazi from Raiders of the Lost Ark. He's in the chat room. He said he's a schmuck. He told all Ranger fans basically to go fuck themselves. Can't take that back.
Okay. All right. Well, you agree with the guy from Reyes of Lost Ark. What can I tell you? I mean, all right. Okay. So we'll move on.
Next week on the show, Zach Parise.
I mean, we probably could get him. Now. Moving on. So it's resurfaced. The Rick Nash stuff has resurfaced. Are we all hot? Are we hot on Nash? And because Darren Drager tweeted earlier in the week that the Rangers have the assets to acquire a Nash, but now I've heard that the Flyers somebody has come into the mix with the Rick Nash sweepstakes or the courting. I'll check on that. Hey, I heard a rumor about Luongo. Did anything go down with him officially?
No.
Okay. I heard he was going to Toronto earlier in the week, and it's hard to follow up on these. You don't know how to go with, you know, I don't know if it's just a rumor or it's really happening. So I don't know. So apparently the Rangers have gotten a lot of guys that they can go after. They can go after maybe you can get Shea Weber, Ryan Suter through trades, through UFA, whatever means possible. I'm hearing all these names. But apparently Rick Nash is back on the table. Yes, the Flyers, reported by Russ Cohen, Flyers in heavy trade talks to acquire Rick Nash. Rangers now entering into Plan C. I don't know. That's more of a...
Which stands for Kovalev.
Yeah.
Which stands for go get a... Plan C is go get a guy out of the Continental Hockey League.
What do the Flyers have to give? Didn't they trade enough Stanley Cup winners away last year? Wasn't that a great picture of Carter and Richards together?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that was a big F you to the Flyer fans. Ah! And they get stuck with that Schlemiel Brizgalov. Oh!
Brizastrophe?
Imagine having that, you locked that goalie up for that many years and you've got to have him and you know he sucks. Oh, brutality. So, Rick Nash, I don't know. I mean, would you be in favor, and I know a lot of us, of the Rangers moving some of their young talent to acquire some of these heavyweights?
I don't want Nash. I don't want Nash.
Why? But why? Why does everybody doesn't like Nash?
Part of it is...
Lisa Lindell? Is that what you're
little,
saying?
Yeah, well, there's that. You know, I want to save that spot, that roster spot, in case, you know, we want to roll a ninth defenseman in 2028 when Asa finally arrives here. Nash is a little bit older, right? He's about 30, 31 at this point. No playoff experience. You know what? The name you've been hearing again, too, as well as Nash, is Bobby Ryan. I would much rather have Bobby Ryan.
I'd much rather have Bobby Ryan.
Ryan is American. He's from Jersey.
Nash is 27.
See, that's what I said, 38. He's 30. He's 42 years old. I don't want Rick Nash. I don't care what age he is. I'd rather have Bobby Ryan. I thought Nash was older. Maybe I was thinking of Graham Nash.
Could be Graham Nash. Nash Bridges.
Nash Bridges, that might be it.
Who is the guy who's saying, I think I can see clearly now. Damn, what's that guy's name? Anyway, well, somebody in the chat room will get it.
Happy birthday, Rick Nash, tomorrow. Turning 28.
Oh,
28.
Perfect.
See?
You're getting closer.
Right.
By the time Asa Lindell's here, he will be 31.
He'll be 42 by the time Asa Lindell's here. Now, get me Bobby Ryan.
You like Bobby Ryan, huh?
Hold on. Justin got muted in the chat room because he talks too fast. Cancel mute. There you go, Justin.
You talk?
Yeah,
he's got a birthday coming up, or I gotta remember. I invited him over to his house one night to celebrate his birthday. I had a really good time. Never got an invite back.
Yeah,
he hates me. That's usually how it goes with me, anyway.
You get one invite, and that's it.
That's it. So, what would we get? Yeah, so you're not a Nash guy, huh?
Nah, I want Bobby. I'd rather have Bobby Ryan.
I don't know why. Don't you think the Rangers need that power forward, that guy in front of the net, finally? I mean, I know they got Brian Boyle, but don't you want a guy?
Robbie Ryan's 6'2". He's 210 pounds. He can't go play in front of the net. He's not a, you don't consider him a power forward? What do you call him?
This guy's 6'4", 220.
Nah, I'd rather have Bobby Ryan. Rick Nash is a very old 28 years old.
Oh, God, you got this guy like he's dead in the water now. Saying like we're getting Ken Hodge all over.
I just, oh God. I just don't want Rick Nash, that's all. I'd rather have Bobby Ryan. Go get Bobby Ryan. Get me Bobby Ryan. Get him on the phone.
Is it because he's a New Jersey native that you want Bobby Ryan?
That always helps, right? He's an American. Another Team USA. Another reason for Ranger fans to chant USA when they play the Senators, which still made no sense to me, but that's another story.
That doesn't have to make sense. We get lost in the moment, Ranger fans.
Do we?
You know what? Yes, big time. When you mentioned Ottawa, it triggered the whole playoff run.
Right.
Because I had saved a lot of the back covers of the papers, the local, you know, the tri-state papers, well, New York papers, really. Not like I was going to Connecticut, whatever they got, the Connecticut Herald or whatever they have over there.
The Hartford Current.
The Hartford Current, yeah. So I was like, you know, it really was a special. It really was kind of cool because one was like late show, that one game that went into, you know, crazy overtimes, you know, and how late it ended. And there was just a lot of like, I don't know, it's just a lot of good moments in there. But during the playoffs, the games, you know, there's the next game, so you don't really have time to enjoy it. But there really were some really nice moments in the playoffs. But we didn't accomplish the deed at hand, which was to win the Stanley Cup. And, you know, we didn't get hot at the right time. Speaking of which, I heard at the I don't know if you heard this, but at the Stanley Cup celebration, Quick dropped the F-bomb a couple times during his speech.
Well, I guess the word was he was pretty trashed.
Really? Well,
that's
good for
her. Yeah, good. Oh, good for you.
Good for you. So,
oh, good for you.
So, he had a good old time, which is good. Now, you guys are going to have to clue me in on this. I'm getting people throwing names at me every day with the Rangers, and I don't know who's a UFA, who's we have to trade for, what's going on. Now, Shea Weber, is he in UFA?
No. RFA.
RFA. Okay. Ryan Suter. UFA or RFA?
I believe he is a UFA. Yes, and the chat room confirms.
Yeah, please, chat room, help us, because I've done no research. Now, who's this other guy that's
following? Other than Asa Lindell, he's done no research.
Well, you know, it's the draft. We got a week to the draft. We should try to get somebody in here.
He was maybe up all night reading up on Asa Lindell.
But you got to be, listen, he could be the future. We need that seventh defenseman from Sweden. In Finland. More Euros on the back line.
I feel like we should be doing that thing from Wayne's World. Flash forward to 2028. Lindell makes his debut with a hat trick last night against the Quebec Nordiques.
The new Nordiques?
Yeah, but by then they won't be new.
Now, I've also heard a lot about this Radulov from the Predators. Now, he is a unrestricted free agent, I believe. He's Russian, if I have his country of origin right. And I think he's got no chance of playing on a New York Rangers.
He's an RFA. The Rangers would have to trade for his rights.
So now that we've gotten that all straightened out, or semi-straightened out, and I probably confused more.
Gina would like to point out that you are 0-3.
I think so. And now that I've corrected it, now we're on the right track. Yeah, I'm perfect if you think about it. I'm perfectly wrong.
It's just as easy to always be wrong than it is to, I mean, it's just as hard to always be wrong as it is to always be right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, see, this is what the show is, to work out the kinks for the regular season, well, you know,
right.
The off season.
Right.
I completely detach myself from hockey once the Ranger season's over. So, I, you know, forgive me. Forgive my transgressions tonight. So you got Rat. Now, who are you willing to part with out of this team to get these guys, and any of these guys?
Which guys?
Now, all right.
You want to speculate?
You want? What do you want me to speculate on the Rangers that you're willing to part with?
Well, who are you talking? Let's. All right. So Ryan's Radulov on the table for a trade. I'm not giving up shit for Radulov. I'm not giving up anything for him. A package of Chris Newberry and Jeff Wojwodka. Done. Well, why would I give up anything for Radulov?
I give Wojwodka and the rights to Asa Lindell.
There you go. But that could be the first round draft pick.
I don't know. I don't know. He's something special offensively, apparently. But I just can't see him playing for Tortorella, even if it was to be done. He's certainly not a guy who's going to ever play for John Tortorella. Rock has Ronnie Sundin and Christian Dubé.
I agree. There you go.
Okay. So we got Radulov on the table. If anybody in this chat room want Radulov, let's see what happens. The answer is no. Yeah, do it.
Wait a minute.
Should the Rangers acquire?
I'm gonna find it. Here we go. what would it be? We surveyed 100 Ranger fans. Top 99 answers on the board. Who would you give up for Radulov?
No, the answer is not on the board. No, Radulov is not it. Okay. All right. So now we'll go with. Okay, Bobby Ryan. And what's Bobby Ryan's status? I don't want to dare go 0-4.
All right. Let me ask, would you trade? I'll tell you what. Let me start with one to get people talking. Would you trade straight up Mark Stahl for Bobby Ryan?
Yes.
Okay. I would too. Would you trade Anisimov and, let's say, Anisimov, Delzato, and Girardi for Bobby Ryan?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm trying to balance out to Mark Stahl's value at this point. Now, I should have, because I started big. What about... You're not trading McDonough, right? The people are saying no way would they trade Dan Girardi. Would you trade Dan Girardi straight up for Bobby Ryan?
I'm purposely saying yes to bait them in a way. But Dan Girardi is very good. There's no doubt about it. I love Dan Girardi. But I think we have a glutted defense. That's why I said yes to Stahl.
Would you trade Dan Girardi straight up for Bobby Ryan?
For sure.
Come on, guys. Come on. I see people. No way. Not Girardi. Come on, guys. It's not Scott Stevens. I like him. He's a warrior, but
he's a wonderful player.
He's not Chris. We're going to talk about Chris Chelios in his prime here. Stahl, I would trade straight up.
Girardi's come up great at the playoffs, by the way, folks.
I think he was beat. I think he was physically just. There was nothing left. Guy played 30 minutes a night for 6 months. Because you got a coach who refuses to give him a break.
Who are we replacing him? They always get some schlemiel. You move, you get McDonough, you move.
Got Erickson coming in.
You got Erickson coming in. They'll be all right. They play a defensive system anyway.
If this team could survive Bickle and Jeff Wojwodka and Steve Eminger all taking regular rotations with this team during the season.
You got to trade something to get something. You just get
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we can't.
Exactly.
You're not going to get Bobby Ryan for Bickle and John and Mitchell. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Bobby Ryan or Nash or Weber, you know, these guys are elite players at their positions or close to it.
I think the Rangers are solid on defense. Even if you took one of those guys out, I still think they're better than most teams. They know how to play it. They've turned guys who are mediocre players into guys that, I'm not saying it's the best thing, but what do you want to go with? All the same defensemen next year and all the same forwards? To me, that's not progress. As a matter of fact, there's some forwards that I know are UFAs that I don't want back on the team.
I don't think Mark Stahl is damaged goods. I think by the time the playoffs got here, I thought his game was as good as it's ever been for the most part. But
he got caught a couple times pinching in, but he certainly looked healthy.
Yeah, but if I'm the GM of the team and my phone rings and the guy at the other end says Bobby Ryan for Mark Stahl, I'm doing it.
No. Justin said he wouldn't trade Doobie. I'd trade that guy in a
but
I would drive him to the airport.
But he's got no value. What are you
getting
for him? What are you getting for him? You're not getting anything for him. You're talking – he's in a package for a big-time player. He's one of three players in the package. He's not you're certainly not getting anything straight up for him. Unless you want Gomez back.
All right, let's go this way. Who are the untouchables for the Rangers? Who cannot be traded?
McDougal
for sure.
Kreider. I'm not trading Kreider. I'm not trading Callahan.
Henrik.
I didn't even think I needed to say Henrik.
Nobody can say it, so I was.
I don't know enough about him because I haven't seen him, but I think from the organization standpoint, Eric, I think they deem Erickson untouchable.
Really? You think they think of him that much?
That's what I've read. Like I said, what did we get to see him? 4 or 5 games last year, if that, a 3 minute, he was putting in Bickle time. Three minutes a game. But
I think they love it because they got over on Calgary.
Right.
They got Calgary's pick and, basically for Roman Horik. And that's the, And I agree with Rock. I love JT Miller. I love the way he plays. I think he's going to be a Ranger for sure coming up around the time Asa Lindell shows up. So there's the untouchable. So now we have the other guys. Now, Stan's giving us some guff because Stan, I understand. I think Marshall's a hell of a defenseman, but don't you want to see some scoring? They need to put the puck in the net. They need that sniper. And you got to give up. Who else are we going to give up? The only thing we're really loaded on is defense.
Right. And when you have a $7 million goaltender, you're supposed to be able to afford to be a little weaker on defense, right? I'm making that trade. Rick Nash minus 19 last year, by the way.
Oh, come on. He played in Columbus. Steve Mason, you might as well have had a garbage can in that. That guy is terrible.
Bobby Ryan, +1, baby. +1. Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Yeah, that's why you won, because he's from New Jersey.
Actually, Cherry Hill, that's practically Philly. Vinny Prospel. Are we bringing him back now?
No, he's
minus
fine.
-11.
See, he was scoring big-time goals over there for them.
Oh, yeah, 16 of them. All 16 of them.
Was that second on the team, I think. Probably. All right. So let's get back to realistic things. So, you know, they're not going to get rid of Dubinsky because nobody's going to want him. Guy had, what? We've always said this. What, he had, 12 goals this year? Something like that? I think he broke double digits. 10 goals. Last year he had 23. Five were empty netters. So, I'm no mathematician, but that's 28 goals in the last 2 years.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of three goals.
Yeah. With a goalie in the net.
But
so,
he was a plus 16.
Oh. Like, I've had enough of Dubinsky. I think he's overrated by Ranger fans. Sorry. I think a lot of us have come to terms with what he is. I think he's overpaid. And they have tried to shop him before, and the GMs are like, we can't even get them to trade us a 13-goal scorer. You know, I remember that one year, I think it was Brian Burke, may have made a comment. You know, we covered him, I think, a little too much. Delzato seems the guy, the name keeps coming up. You know, he's a young guy. Are you willing to part with Michael Delzato as part of a package? He had a rough playoff. He definitely showed signs of maturing. Is he ever going to turn into that, offensive guy that we think he is?
Well, I think he was pretty close this year, wasn't he? What was his?
Yeah. I think he's got to break double digits in goals. I think, which he has.
10 goals, 31 assists.
No. He didn't.
41 point year.
That's not bad then. No, that's not
bad at all.
Yeah.
It's more than more than some forwards on this team had.
It's true. I feel like he always should score more. He misses the net a lot. There you go. And there's New York Ranger fans said it with this Jeff Schultz kid.
Schultz.
Adios, and I don't know. I think the Rangers. Now there's some other issues. I know this is going to raise the ire of some people. Brandon Prust, adios. I can see it already. He's just going to be hurt. They got to get faster. I love the guy, but we got to move on. We got to part ways. We got to part friends. Know what I'm saying? Not a bad breakup. Just, we love you. We love you.
Not you, it's me.
Yeah, we'll do. Oh, we're going to do that. I don't do you. you're going to pull that with me? The it's not you, it's me?
I invented it's not you, it's me.
Yeah. Fedotenko, love you. Love you. I'm going to miss your cheeks. But hit the bricks. It's time to move on. Got to get younger.
Joe, tell me why.
Yeah, you guys are holding on to these guys. Like, are you afraid to see a different face out there? Does it scare you enough?
We'll get another player who'll be on Twitter, I promise.
Yes. And Ricky's right. We should have signed Konopka last year. Konopka's the kind of guy we could use. Fourth line guy, fights, hits, and wins face-offs.
Joe, how many heart and soul guys do you need? We need scoring. Give me heart and scoring. Dubinsky's a heart and soul guy. We can't get rid of him. Obviously, Callahan's a heart and soul guy. We can't get rid of him. Boyle's a heart and soul guy. We can't get rid of him. Fedotenko's a heart and soul guy.
Heart and soul. Heart and soul.
So,
what's that heart and soul? The Kings won the Stanley Cup with Andrei Kopitar in the overtime scoring on breakaways on the Brodeur. Heart and soul guys don't get it done. They get you there, but they don't get it done.
Cutie Huey Lewis.
Exactly. We need people who are going to skate.
Yeah, John Mitchell's a heart and soul guy.
Oh, God, he's an abomination.
Chris Newberry's a heart and soul guy. Need some heart and talent, guy.
Yeah, we need some speed.
I like what Ricky said. Heart and soul sucks playing golf.
That's true. That's a good one. Bobby Ryan, he's a heart and soul guy.
There you go.
With some scoring.
Thank you, Gina. Joe wanted up why everybody's sour on Prust. We're not sour on Prust, but Prusts are a dime a dozen.
Exactly. We've got to be realistic.
You can't, we said this 3 weeks ago, you can't, this isn't 1980. You got to have a fourth line, got to have a little scoring ability. It's bad enough, we got a fourth line that can't score, we got a third line that can't score. Stan's worried about who's going to replace them.
Oh, well, I don't know. How could you replace Brandon Prust? I mean, really, seriously, he's irreplaceable. We should sign for $6 million.
Next, Joe, grit, the whole team's got grit. How much grit do you need? I need a little glitz. We got grit. I want some glitz. Yeah, we survived playoff bets. I like Gina. Gina's hitting them all tonight.
Ah, she's hitting them out of the park. Yeah, that 109 points, I mean, it didn't come easy. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It could have came a lot easier.
Took a toll on all of us.
I like that. I need some bacon with my grits. A little shake and bake with my grits.
Exactly. Some waffles. You want to go to the phones? The phones are jammed.
Oh, let's go.
All right, let's see. Who's holding the longest here? I don't know who this is. 949-677. You're on the air. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guys? This is Hip Check from L.A. Kings Road Talk Radio. I'm enjoying your show tonight, man.
How are you? Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. I'm just as shocked as you are. Trust me. It was crazy. I was actually at the rally where Quick dropped the F-bomb. And just to clarify, I don't think he was liquored up. I think he was just having some fun with Dustin Brown, who dropped the F-bomb on Channel 4 telecast. So I was there. He was not hammered. I'm sure they were partying, but rest assured, he was not sloppy drunk.
Were you sloppy drunk?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Without a doubt, I have the pictures to prove it.
Excellent.
Excellent.
But hey, guys, I did want to say, talking about your trade talk, Bobby Ryan, I think he's definitely going to cost you more than Mark Staal for sure. And now being out here in Orange County, I can tell you that Ryan probably could be had, but you're going to probably have to give two of your starting players your best prospect and, a first round, maybe a second round pick, because Ryan was taken, number two in the draft behind Crosby. And so he's a good young player for sure, but you're definitely going to have to cough up a lot to get him. Personally, just based on what I'm listening, I still don't think the Rangers are that far away. I mean, you hit the nail on the head when you got a good defense and you got a good goalie. You're 90% there, and that's kind of how the Kings did their little thing this year. So I think you're right there. I don't know anything past that. I think maybe you hit the nail on the head. You got to get rid of a couple of Euros, get in a couple more North American players, and I think you guys are still closer than maybe some of you giving credit, because I still like the overall makeup of your team, man.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. Congratulations to your Kings. What else did I want to say? Thank you for beating the New Jersey Devils.
Yes.
And thank you for not choking. Because if that would have happened, I may not be doing this program today.
It would have been a hockey nightmare. But with the Kings' beleaguered history, trust me, the thought was going through my mind of the possibility. And any Kings fan that says that didn't cross their mind probably hasn't been a Kings fan for very long. Because anybody that's followed the team for 10, 15, 20 years or longer knows the history. And I, to be honest, it wasn't until about 5 minutes left with the 6-goal lead that I was finally not pacing like a tiger in a cage. That was about the point where I was ready to crack the champagne. So,
all right, I had enough of your victory stories. All right.
Hey, I love you guys. The show, man. We'll do a show in the preseason. All right.
All right,
okay,
take care, Hip Check.
Take care.
Later.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, good for you. Let's be there. You come walking through with your Stanley Cup. No. It's fucking distracting. Yeah, we don't like the Kings anymore.
A love affair with the Kings is out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fling. It's it. Hey, L.A. Kings, your money's on the dresser. I'm true with you.
I'm true with you.
I'm true with you.
Oh, boy.
Justin, what's up?
Hey, fellas.
What's up, brother?
Not much. I just wanted to say I'm happy the Kings won. Fuck the Devils. They can go back to their shithole. Fucking newer shithole. And fuck Zach Parise. He can go fuck himself. Let his career die in Minnesota.
Now, I saw you in the chat room. Can I call your friend out here? I'm going to call your friend out. I saw you in the chat room, Justin, saying that you wanted to keep Doobie. Now, is this because of your friendship and your relationship,
no,
a Doobie fan?
No. I just want to keep Dubinsky. He had a down year. He has no trade value at all. And he's a better player than what we could get in return for the value that he has right now. It doesn't make sense from a value standpoint to include him in a deal for somebody when basically all you're doing is shredding salary.
Okay. All right. That's okay. So that answers my question. Out of the guys we mentioned earlier, let me just throw this into your way. Who are you most interested in?
Well, I mean, I was interested in Zach Parise, but since he can go fuck himself.
I imagine Zach Parise actually fucking himself right now.
Yeah, he can shove a stick up his ass. I don't care what he does. He can. I don't want him on my team, period.
Okay.
I don't care if he plays for a dollar. I don't want him. But I like Bobby Ryan personally.
Now the LA Kings guys think that we're going to have to give a truckload, that we're not even close to getting Bobby Ryan. And he's making it sound like we're going to have to give up Kreider, you know, Stahl,
Leach,
and a good Leach, and.
Rick
Ace Liddell.
Ace Liddell. Oh,
there's a whole
Liddell's
bunch of other guys.
Nino Niederreiter.
We would have
Niederreiter to the Islands.
Listen, I really like the way the guy plays, but he's not a superstar right now. He's really not. Could he eventually turn into B1? Sure. But he's not worth that much right now.
You guys in the chat room, you're panicking and you're killing me. I don't want to dismantle the team. I just want the parts to go where they belong. I want the third line to be the fourth line, because that's all they are, is the fourth line. Brian Boyle has no business being anywhere but the fourth line it's sometimes the fifth line. I don't want to get rid of everybody, but we don't need 12 fourth liners. I'm not dismantling. Because they're on Twitter.
Well, I mean, you can tell it's the off season because apparently Henrik sucks. We should trade every one of our defensemen and all of our forwards. So clearly it's the off season. I mean, honestly, realistically, to get Bobby Ryan, I wouldn't mind, you know, as much as I hate to really give up anybody, because I like all of our players, but I wouldn't mind trading, like, I don't know, Anisimov would probably have to be included in that deal. I don't really know who else. I mean, maybe MDZ, as much as I'd hate to get rid of him because I really like Delgado. But if those two guys had to be the centerpieces of the deal to get a Bobby Ryan, you know, bring up Erickson, and, you know, Bobby Ryan's going to basically, you can sign somebody to replace Anisimov because you're going to get better production from Ryan than you would from Artie. And then you fill in from there. But, I mean.
Okay. Yeah, I think that one of the guys they probably can get, a minor piece of package is a guy like Anisimov. He was kind of like, he could break out. He could just be what he is now. He definitely, and he's young, and on the young side.
I mean, can I jump in here for a second just to finish?
Go ahead, finish my argument.
Brian Boyle, Brandon Prust, Ruslan Fedotenko, Mike Rupp, and John Mitchell. Okay?
Fuck John Mitchell.
You take three of those guys, and any one of the three, or any three of the five, I should say, and there's your fourth line. And then you're going to tell me the other two? You're going to tell me we can't live without the other two? Because none of those players belong on a third line. None of them.
Yeah.
And in this case of some, they certainly don't belong on the second line of a power play. Are you going to tell me that, let's, for argument's sake, because of the first three names I wrote down, if your fourth line is Boyle, Prust, and Fedotenko, and you let Rupp and Mitchell go, are you going to tell me there's no upgrades for them that could play on the third line? I mean, that the Rangers' third line, hell, their second line got outplayed by the Devils' fourth line. But we can't let go of Brandon Prust? Come on. I like him as much as anybody. Yeah, he's funny. He looked good on 24/7. He was comical. We all had a good laugh. And he's on Twitter and he has fun. He tweets his picture with Gabrick for the Yankee game. That's wonderful. But we got too many guys just like him. There's too many pieces for one puzzle.
Well, right now we basically have a first line, a third line, and two fourth lines. That's why we need to upgrade. And we have too many grinders. We need some playmakers, and not high level playmakers, but we need some guys that can create some plays and some guys that can finish. I mean, how many goals between the third and fourth lines did we have combined?
Two.
I would love. What are the number of goals by those guys that you just listed? The total.
Probably, it's got to be under 20.
And I think it's not so much you need playmakers. You need third and fourth lines that can establish a forecheck and chip in a goal once in a while. Mike Rupp, I don't think he scored since the Winter Classic. John Mitchell, we know what he didn't do. He was awful. He was absolutely awful.
And right now, Brandon Dubinsky, Derek Stepan, Artem Anisimov. There's your third line. That third line could put the puck in the net and could be what a third line should be. And then you've got Kreider and Hagelin and Gabrick and Richards and Callahan to play on the top two lines. And then you just need one forward.
Bobby Ryan, Rick
Thank
Nash,
you.
One of those guys. That's I totally agree. You're 100% right. I mean, we only need one scorer, but we can't roll out two fourth lines. We just can't.
So I agree with you. All right, Justin, I got to get some other calls in.
All right, and also I just wanted to mention to everyone, stop bashing Henrik. You're being fucking ridiculous. Good night.
Well, speaking of bashing Henrik, I believe this is Ricky Itazu, 201939.
Yes, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Good, man.
You were under attack in the chat room there.
Is new? I've been gone for 3 months.
So what's up, man? What's up?
How are you? I want to address a couple things real quick off the bat. Jim, you brought up a point about Mike Rupp. As you know, Mike's a good friend of mine. Have dinner with him, talking to him right after the Winter Classic. Mike Rupp's knee surgery did not go as anticipated. He was given the option of shutting it down at the All-Star break or playing injured for the rest of the season, which the, you know, great New York media had never once reported. Mike played the entire rest of the season on a bum knee and a brace. So that kind of explains why Mike Rupp had a horrible season. He's having a second procedure done on it. He should be fine for training camp. So that was the first thing on Mike.
And to be honest with you, I don't have a big problem with Mike Rupp, but Mike Rupp's not a goal scorer even at 100%.
No, he's not. Not at all. And Torch uses him
unless,
on the second or third line, which is a joke.
Unless he was playing against the Rangers. He always found a way to the net when he was playing against the Rangers.
Yeah, absolutely. Hat tricks against Henrik the Sieve.
He got that in.
I did get it in. I've been waiting to say that for about a half hour. Again, you know, I have my problem with Hank. Did he play great in the playoffs? Did he play shitty in the playoffs? He did both. You can't tell me the guy was the greatest thing in sliced bread in games 1 and 3, and then say in games 2 and 5 he wasn't terrible. He was. But that's my problem. I don't really want to bash Hank. What's on the horizon, Don Montoya? You know, it's not going to be any better with anybody else. It's just the fact that for $7 million, you expect a guy to be able to steal a series.
Okay. We'll leave you there.
We'll leave it off at that. One interesting thing about Parisi, I have a friend of mine. I don't want to give his name out and get him in any trouble. He's a producer for NHL Network. He was working the Stanley Cup Series. He told me about a fantastic argument that took place in L.A. between the Kings owner and Lou Lamoriello underneath the building. I believe it was game 5 when they came back to L.A. Parisi was in the hallway before the game. General manager and coach of the Kings came up to Parisi, asked him how he liked the building, how he liked the city, what renovations would he like done to the locker room, and what kind of a stall would he like in the players' lounge. And when Lou Lamoriello heard it, he flipped out, threw a fit on Parisi, and actually scolded him in front of the whole team and told him to get his ass in the locker room. And supposedly there was a pretty heated exchange between the Kings front office and Lou Lamoriello.
Oh,
wow.
That's a good start.
Interesting.
Well, Lou was hot.
And he also did tell me that Parisi has been stating for weeks he will never play for the New York Rangers. He's not a New York City kind of guy. He's actually told people he's kind of overwhelmed in New Jersey by the city and the social life there. I don't think he's a New York City kind of guy.
Who gets overwhelmed in Newark?
I know. Well, maybe he's been carjacked or something. He could have been raped. You never know.
That's true. Overwhelmed in Newark.
Sounds like he's...
Sounds like a Springsteen song.
I'll tell you, I heard L.A. and I heard Detroit. Those were the two teams that Kevin Weeks told me.
Well, don't you think those would be a little bit more overwhelming?
L.A., you know, L.A.'s a pretty... If you ever listen to guys talk, L.A.'s a pretty mellow city when it comes to hockey. Like, guys rollerblade to the rink and stuff like that. It's not like anybody cares who they are.
Yeah, but it's like people in Jersey knew who he was.
Well, you know, they had those 17 or 18 guys that stalked the parking garage over there.
I don't know. Detroit, yeah, I could see because, you know.
I don't know. What do you guys think of Yardley? What's his name? Hudler over there?
Yuri Hudler?
Yeah, Yuri
like
Hudler.
I don't know. Yeah, I like him. But I don't know. I don't know Europeans. We've got enough.
You're telling me. I'm the guy who hates Euro hockey. I mean, I love Bobby Ryan. I would take Bobby Ryan in a minute, but I think he's right by saying it would be Staal and plus a Derek Stepan and plus a Thomas or a Bork and draft picks. I don't think he's coming cheap. I think Nash is the guy, and I think it's going to be a lot. I think it's going to be Doobie. I think it's going to be AA. I think you're going to see another defenseman off the roster, and you're going to see a draft choice.
Does anybody else hear that noise?
Yeah, I do. Okay. There's a chainsaw going off.
Gotcha.
Probably the guy behind me who wants to kill me for saying Hank sucks.
Kevin Weeks calling calling Rick.
But
how is Kevin Weeks? Is he a nice guy?
Great guy. Huge Kamala fan. We became fans when he found out I used to wrestle with Kamala.
Oh, there you go.
Big old-time wrestling guy.
Really? Huh.
Well, that was it. I just wanted to call up, say hi, tell you guys I'll be back next season on a regular basis. This restaurant's killing me over here. I'm here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But should be set and ready to go next year, and maybe some viewing parties over here.
Yeah. Sounds good, Rick. Good
it.
To hear from you.
All right, guys. Hope the families are good, and I'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Take All care, right, man.
Bye. Ricky
Utazu. We haven't even mentioned Alexander Semin in the mix.
Oh, I don't want him.
He's a head case. He's screwed up, that guy. You don't want him.
Yeah.
Tortorella would never take a guy like him.
Now what's going on with the switchboard again? I was trying to bring Rock on. Maybe he... Oh, wait. Yeah. Nothing. I'm not going to complain about the network. We love you, Blog Talk Radio.
The network?
Blog Talk Radio. Rock, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah, I can hear you. How are
What's up, boys? How are you?
Doing good.
All right.
How you
Very
doing?
Nice. Yeah, thank God the Kings. I'll tell you, I watched game five, and after they won it, I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. I said, watch the Devils be the team that come back from 3-0 down in the Stanley Cup final to win the cup. And, it was a good feeling. And, you know, I watch the ceremony. I do it every year. I watch, the presenting of the cup and everything else. And it brings back a lot of memories to 94. And it was just a good moment. The one thing I noticed about the Kings more than anything else is they had a ton of Stanley Cup champions on that team. A lot of guys that had won it before that guys that have won the cup and then guys that have played in the Stanley Cup final. And I look back at the Rangers roster and they really don't have anybody. And I think that's a major priority that they need to look at in the off season is bringing a couple of guys in who can play some minutes that have also won something. And they can kind of push this team through some of these tougher series because, you know, Brad Richards can't do it alone. And Mike Rupp doesn't play enough, and I don't think Fedotenko is going to be here. So I know I'm not saying it's the end-all, be-all of priorities, but I think bringing in some guys and some guys that have won something would only benefit a young roster of players that they have now. So, you know, we'll see what happens going forward. As far as Parisi is concerned, I mean, Jim, you and I talked about this last week. I was kind of off the bandwagon with Parisi, and then when you kind of convinced me, and I'm definitely way off. I mean, the last thing the Rangers need is another mercenary. I mean, we've already been down this road with paying guys well over market value, and I know a couple of guys said, oh, you know, when the Rangers go there with their checkbook, they'll pay them. Listen, we've been down this road with Theo Fleury. We've been down this road with Bobby Holík. It doesn't work. If a guy doesn't want to play here, go fly a kite. Seriously, I don't need this. We don't need you. You know, we don't need mercenaries anymore. This team is way beyond the years where they had to overpay to bring players in. If you don't want to play for the Rangers with the goaltender that they have and with the team that they're developing, then you know what? Fuck off. I mean, plain and simple. So, I've been off the Parisi bandwagon, and he can go rotten in Minnesota. Or I hope he goes out west. I hope he leaves the Devils. Fuck them, too. So I hope he leaves the Devils. So.
That's the most odd I've ever heard Rock.
So, it just kills me that this guy, he's won nothing. You know, I mean, and he's going to turn around and start bashing on the Rangers? I mean, what does he have, Brodeur in his ear? I mean, Brodeur has every right to. He's won cups. But, you know, this guy hasn't won anything to be saying shit like that. So, yeah, I was very heated about that. So. I love Bobby Ryan, Jim. I'm with you. He's locked up to a reasonable contract. He has 3 more years left at $5.1 million. He's an outstanding player. He does play with two of the better playmakers. Well, Corey Perry more than Getzlaff, but he does play with some pretty good talented guys there. He probably would fit nice with Richards. He's a little bit similar to Louis Erickson, the way they kind of play similar. I think Ryan's a better player, but I think their style is comparable. But I'm telling you, I really think Rick Nash at this point, unless something shifts, I think that's the way they're gonna roll, because they have the salary cap space, you know, Nash with his list of teams, and I just think that he's that big time guy. I mean, you know, I think if all things are being equal, I don't think people would care as much with Nash. I think they see the contract and they get scared. And I can't say I blame them, but I don't know. I mean, I look at the way he's played. We saw him play in the Olympics. He's playing with nobody in Columbus, and he's still putting up some pretty decent points. So, you know, I've been on the Nash bandwagon for, you know, I guess since before the trade deadline or whatever. So I've been on it. I've never really jumped off it, but, you know, we'll see what happens coming close, because I think something's going to happen. The Rangers have been eerily quiet. You know, they had that little stretch where they signed those three minor league guys, and then now you've heard nothing. You haven't heard a peep out of them about anything. So I don't know if they have something brewing, but, you know, and you guys said it. I mean, not to keep rambling on, but I think you guys made a great point. I mean, Fedotenko, you know, he played great. I thought he played better last year than this year. You know, enough. You know, we need to move on. We need to move on from guys, and guys fall in love with players. Brandon Prust, you want to come back for, you know, a little bit more money than you made on a two-year deal? But to bring him back for 1.5, or, you know, I've heard some crazy numbers thrown out there. You know, you can't be throwing or wasting cap space on guys, you know, just because they can kill penalties. You know, we can find guys that can kill penalties. So, you know, I know Prust has a lot of intangibles, and he's a gritty guy, but I think you got to be careful, you know, giving guys money out, because now you're paying for a fan favorite more than anything else. So,
right.
I don't know.
You got to use your brain instead of your heart. This is what it comes down to.
Let me ask you a question.
All right. Well, okay, you ask.
Well, when Maverick, if they get Rick Nash,
mm-hmm.
When Marion Gaborik's healthy,
mm-hmm.
who plays where?
Because
you're talking about two left-handed shots at right wing.
Well, first of all, Stefan and Gaborik played very well last year together. I don't know what happened towards the tail end, and I think I blame more Stefan than Gaborik on and where that whole thing went. Because if you look at the statistics from like the middle of March until the rest of the season, Stefan was horrendous. So I don't know if Stefan can get a kick in the ass and get his shit together, and you know you can separate them. And now you got two dominant guys playing on two separate lines. I mean, I hear you. I the thing is, Jim, and there's really nobody else. I mean, I know what you're saying. I mean, I've been always critical of the Rangers because they just go out and sign free agents, the best available free agents, because, well, that's available and we don't want to trade anybody. So we're just going to go out and sign the best free agents available, whether they fit or not. And they did it with Drury and Gomez. You know, some of us wanted one or the other. They went out, they brought both of those guys, and neither of them fit on this team. You know, the only reason I could say Nash fits better is I think he fills a need that the Rangers don't have. They have no size on their wings. They have nobody that can dominate by himself to carry the puck from the center ice, dance through two defensemen and score. I mean, they need a guy that when you put the puck on his stick, he's dangerous. You know, they need Malkin. They need Stamkos. They need a guy of that ilk. To me, Gabrick's the tier right below that. He scored 40 goals, don't get me wrong, but I just think that Gabrick needs a guy to get him the puck. Nash doesn't need a guy to get him the puck.
Yeah,
he's in the battle with the puck on his own.
Gaborik is more of like he receives the puck. It's a burst of speed, and he'll nail it with a shot. He's not going to make moves to get his goals. That's just not the way it is.
Right.
He's not going to power to the net and score like that, like a Rick Nash can. And certainly Rick Nash. The question I wanted to ask, and this is big time Monday morning quarterbacking, but now that the Kings have won the Cup, they made the move at the deadline to get Jeff Carter. Do you think if the Rangers would have made the move to get Rick Nash at the deadline, and I know they were asking absurd, at least from our point of view, but say had the trade been a little bit more fairer, do you think a Rick Nash would have gotten to the Rangers, at least to the Stanley Cup?
Well, I think they would have disposed of Ottawa and Washington quicker, definitely. I don't know. Maybe if they dispose of Ottawa and Washington quicker, they may not have been, you know, I know Tortorella would kill me if he heard this, but they wouldn't have been as tired playing the Devils. Because let's be honest, I don't think the Rangers were that less superior. I mean, were that less of a competition to the Devils, I mean, I don't see it. I don't see how the Devils made it to the Cup Final. They barely beat Florida. But, I mean, just look at it from this perspective. Dubinsky didn't play the entire Washington series. Now, I don't know what you would have gotten out of him, but you would, I mean, having Nash in Dubinsky's place, considering Nash would have played, you know, just saying Dubinsky might have been part of the trade, you have Nash for the whole Washington series where you had Dubinsky for none of it. So, I mean, in my opinion, if you're asking me gun to my head, I think the Rangers make it to the Stanley Cup Finals. I don't know if they beat L.A., but I think they make it to the Stanley Cup Finals if they have Nash.
And kind of linked with that question is,
the
Rangers stood pat at the trading deadline, and we were all predominantly very happy about that. They didn't get rid of the profits.
I wasn't, but
oh,
anyway.
That's right, you were. But, you know, a lot of people were like, you know, and it's true, we would have to probably have given Kreider up for that deal to get Nash. And let's say Kreider was super effective in the playoffs. You know, we frankly still don't know what he's going to do in the regular season, but he looks like he's got a hell of a lot of talent. So,
right.
Now, you know, I guess my question is you know, I've actually forgotten what my question was. I got into the whole thing, and I got distracted.
About the trade deadline, about not giving anybody
up. How we, in retrospect, was it good that we stood pat? Well, you know, couldn't we have added somebody? I don't know. I can't really name somebody. Maybe a lesser guy that could have helped us in retrospect?
I mean, I like Paul Gostad only because he wins faceoffs and he's a big body. He's not going to score you goals. But, I mean, when you're playing, and this is what kills me, and we've had this discussion, you know, so I won't harp on it too long, but there's something wrong when you're a first-place hockey club and you need to dress a seventh defenseman to play on your fourth line. I mean, to me, that just shows poor depth. I mean, John Scott, you wasted a fifth-round pick on that guy. I mean, you mean to tell me, I know they weren't anticipating Dubinsky getting hurt and Zuccarello getting hurt. And I know that they're, but to me, if you're looking to make a long cup run, if you're trying to make, you have to add some form of depth. And say that doesn't like to trade anything. I mean,
I put that on the coach. I put that on Tortorella. And I said this while it was going on. There is no reason that Steve Emminger and Stu Bickel should have been playing forward. I mean, they should have had any of those guys up from the minors.
But that questions Prospects and Hoffman.
I mean, they are so, he is so paranoid of giving anybody his trust.
You know what I also, I'm sorry, Eddie.
No, I'm just saying, it's one of the most annoying things about this coach, and I think he's a really good coach, is that he just can't bring himself to bring in an unknown quantity and see what he's doing. I mean, with Kreider he did. I mean, you know, certainly he saw Kreider in training camp. He kind of knew what he was. But there was no way you were going to see. And listen, the Rangers may not have gotten any farther than they did. But you can't tell me you can't give a Casey Wellman.
I agree.
Can't turn it to the next Steven Gionta or the next these idiots that I saw scoring on the Devils. You know, just as a different body in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. The John Scott thing was terrible.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's where I stand with that. I blame Tortorella for all that nonsense.
I agree with you heartily, and I wanted to see Casey Wellman come up and play. I mean, at least he had some form of NHL experience. You know, we saw Chris Newberry. He was horrible. I mean, obviously, that ship had sailed, so they weren't bringing him back up. But, you know, like I said, I agree with you heartily. I mean, and I honestly believe a lot of it, too, was they were carrying Roy Wicker. They were carrying all these extra bodies. And two things. One, you know, I don't think they wanted to waste any more salary cap space at that point. When they started losing those injuries, you're bringing up another body, and now you're carrying another guy against the cap. And, you know, I really believe that they were pushing really hard for Nash. And some of my feeling was maybe they were trying to just save salary cap space initially. However, but when you're in the playoffs, and now salary cap space isn't essential, and I think Sidney's done a bad job about the trade deadline. He's done a bad job at the trade deadline almost every year. He never gets this team ready for the playoffs. Never. They're never get those extra pieces that they need to go into the playoffs. Look what the LA Kings did. They go out, they bring Carter in, they added, they adjusted their scoring needs, and they brought up guys from their minor league system, the Kid King, Nolan, all those other guys. The Devils bring in Zdlicky, they bring in Panikarovsky, they added depth players. That's what I'm saying, is the Rangers added nobody. The team was floundering going into the trade deadline. They only played worse after the trading deadline, and they added nothing to complement this team, which led me to believe that this was a throwaway year, I guess, in Sanders' eyes. Well, everyone keeps saying, well, we weren't expected to do this, we weren't expected to do that. Well, you were there. And because you didn't have depth is why the Devils made it to the Stanley Cup Finals, and you didn't.
And I also
Pittsburgh's going to be better next year. Washington's going to be better next year. Buffalo's going to be better. Boston's going to be better. Philly's going to be better. You know, they blew a great chance this year to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals. So
you certainly were on record as saying that. Like, you really need to, and not just because these guys are difference makers. Like, Panikarovsky wasn't, you know, a hell of a difference maker in the playoffs. But it's kind of an influx of a new face, a new kind of energy that sometimes you need. Things get stale. I know when you're winning, and the Rangers were winning, that's the problem. When you're winning, you're not looking to tinker. But you're right. They certainly were not as good in the second half as they were in the first half. And maybe just injecting a new guy and adding some pieces and knowing what you need,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not so. Again, it goes back to what you initially said with his phone calls. They kind of go after the most obvious guys, but all the nuances they completely miss.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
But then again, I look at the point totals and I look farther in the playoffs. I'm like, I think the only way you're going to get these nuances that you're looking for is through the draft when these players that like the JT Millers and these guys, because
mm-hmm.
I don't think as a GM he can do that. He obviously hasn't been able to do it. It's like kind of like, you know, he's the master of the obvious, you know. And sometimes so I think it's going to come through the younger guys we have coming up.
The problem with Sather. I'm sorry, Eddie.
But no,
the problem with Sather is that he tries to win every trade 3-1. I mean, that's why he wins most of his trades, is because he usually fleeces the other GM. You know, I mean, I think that's a big to do with it, that he doesn't want to give. I mean, I couldn't see justify giving up a first-round pick to Paul Gostad. That's ridiculous. First-round pick for Paul Gostad? I mean, that's what they got. That's what Buffalo got to him. So the prices were outlandish, but you can't mean to tell me they couldn't find any type of NHL depth. I find that very hard to believe.
And I think, again, I don't know what Ryan Bourque's status. I think he's a guy who would fit in well on a third or fourth line next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he's healthy, he's small, but he's tenacious. He's a forechecker. I'd rather see that. I mean, you got to keep the bigger guys, the grinders around. But I'd like to see one or two of them gone. I agree with you on Fedotenko and Rupp as well, but he's got 2 years left, and there's no way he's going anywhere.
All right, Ross, listen, we got to run. We're starting to run short
night.
Out of time.
You take
care. Take
care. Later.
Bye. All right. Costa, thank you for holding.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Cast is off, I hope.
Six more days.
So what's going on?
Let me tell you something. Parisi wants to be the boss. That's why he ain't coming to the Rangers, if you know what I'm talking about.
What do you mean, the boss?
The captain.
Oh, he's got
that
ego.
You think that's
what
it's about?
Yes, I think so.
I don't know. I hadn't really even considered that.
I think it's part of it. I think it's part of it.
He wants to be El Capitan, huh?
Yep.
I don't know.
And I'll bet if he goes to Minnesota, he'll be El Capitan.
Well, who's the captain
who's
there
captain
now? Koivu?
Koivu?
Yeah.
That's what I said. We both said the same time. I don't know the
Because he's the only name anybody knows. Like anybody knows.
You know what? I've never really thought of that. You know? But I don't know. Like, They think, like, we now we've kind of embraced Callahan as the captain, and we all love him and everything. Do you think he gets that same kind of love over there in Jersey? Like, he's the captain? Like, I don't know. It seems like he plays kind of second fiddle. I know he missed the year before, but he seems to play fiddle, second fiddle to Kovalchuk and Patrick Elias to me.
And Brodeur, for that matter.
And Brodeur.
And that's another thing. Can Patrick Elias just go away already?
He's a continue.
It's like 60 years, this guy's been. I remember skating with the Rockies, for God's sakes.
This guy's here. He's got to go. Somebody's got to make him go away. Tell me again.
I'll tell you this. If there's any type of lockdown, the Devils are dead meat. They're big.
Why? They might make money if there's a lockout. They don't have to turn the lights on. They don't have to make ice. They might turn a profit.
That's a good call. Good call, Costa. I was glad you waited for that. That was a good one. That's another thing. I didn't come at that angle. You never know.
But you know what? And if Coast is right, if he's partly right, I don't want that type of guy on the Rangers.
We want
leaders, but exactly. Check your ego at the door. We want leaders, but we don't want guys that have to lead or nothing. You know, they just want it handed to them. You ain't Mark Messier. You don't just automatically get the C sewn on your jersey before you even sign your contract.
That's right. We don't want that fucking guy anyway. You don't like New York? Fuck you.
Fuck you. We're Bobby Ryan. All right,
next time we talk, I'll probably have the cast off.
Sounds good. We look forward to it. We'll have you do jumping jacks on the air.
All right. I'll talk to you.
Bye.
Okay, now we're going to cast you off. See you later.
Very good.
Let's see.
Quick with a joke, and he'll light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. Hey, Stan, how are you?
Good evening.
Thank you for holding.
Stan's gonna bash me on stall. Watch this.
I wouldn't trade an all-star defenseman. I'll just say that.
To get a bona fide score?
I wouldn't do it. But that's me.
Okay.
Obviously this year's UFA class is very weak. Parisi and Suter are like the only really good players. I saw last week a list of next year's, and it's like there's a ton of really good players. So I don't have it in front of me, so I can't tell off the top of my head who it is. But I wouldn't do anything that drastic this year and, you know, try and pick up some guys next year.
Can you really sit through this again for another year?
Look, they're going to bring in a few players. I'm just saying, you know, I wouldn't go crazy. And
so
they don't have that much depth, as we saw in the playoffs. You know, you can't go and trade like four or five guys for one. It's not going to work out too well.
Well, I'm worried about Stepan. I don't know. Are you worried about him? Because I'm kind of expecting a lot more from him.
Yeah, but again, I think he's only turning 22. You know, he's not ready to give up on guys yet.
Okay.
You got to let him develop a little. The other thing is on the draft, you know, they have these, I think that these mock things are ridiculous. I mean, how do you know who's going to be the first 27 guys to go ahead of you, that you're deciding who you're going to pick at 28?
Exactly.
Especially with the NHL draft, because you're projecting, you know, these guys are mostly... Most of these guys are years away from playing in the NHL. You know, it's not like making an NFL mock draft where most of these guys can make, you know, at least in the first round, can make an impact.
Right.
You know, of some sort, their first season. And it's a little easier to assess a team's need. But, I mean, these NHL mock drafts that people just go crazy for, I could never sit and do one, that's for sure.
No. I wouldn't be surprised if even traded down. He has a dance partner, get an extra pick in the second round. Get, you know, two guys in the second for the 28. I could see him doing that. Because I think, you know, at 28, the guy you pick at 28, 38, 48, there's not that much difference between those guys at that point. They're all very close in ratings.
Yeah, well, Gordy Clark runs it. Like I said, that may make more sense is to get two picks in the second and give away that late pick. That,
you know,
that
the other thing is, and this is beating a dead horse, you know, the Rangers, they only have, you know, picks in the first four rounds, which makes that, you know, picking up Scott and giving away a draft pick, it's
senseless. Stupid.
The only thing I can figure out, Sather must have owed somebody a favor to do that. Because from a hockey point of view, it made no sense. He had to owe somebody one. Like, he must have sold somebody some bad Cubans or something. And this is a way of making up for it.
Yeah, it's true. He may have been paying back an old favor.
It had to be. That makes sense. I mean, trading a pick for a guy who can't even, you know, tie his skates on. You better up buying a gross of sticks. At least you can use the sticks.
I like it. Yeah, no, there had to be something more to that.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Really got, you got absolutely, I mean, no return.
Yeah, he's not that stupid.
Perfect. Yeah, I agree with you there.
Yeah. All right, well, see you next week. What goes on?
Yeah, I hope something. So there's nobody on the free agent market that you would shake up the team for? Wait until next year is your...
Free agents you could sign. I'm saying a big deal and shaking up the club a lot. I'd be skeptical of doing that.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Stan. We're going to wrap things up.
Thanks, Stan.
Always
right,
good
guys.
To hear.
Take care, Stan. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Well,
well
I guess that wraps.
Wraps the show up.
Before we go off the air, since the draft is next Friday, do you want to see it? You know, maybe do a show Wednesday next week. See if maybe Russ can join us. See if he's got a.
What about Jess?
A little time.
What
or
about
Jess?
Jess?
We could ask Jess.
Yeah, I'll ask Jess.
Or
and then we'll have Jess and Russ.
Yeah, at the same time. We
could
let them
host
the show, and we'll take the night off.
I like that. Because Thursday night, the next night, I'm leaving for Vegas and.
No, it's the following week.
Oh, the following week. Okay. See, I'm bad with dates. I don't want to go to Vegas.
2 weeks from tonight. Two weeks from now, we'll be together in Vegas. We get married.
We get officially tied in a knot.
We get an Elvis wedding.
That's right, Eddie and Jim. I'm going to marry you, baby. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
See you later. Take care.